right, let's turn to Psalm 71. All right, Psalm 71. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion. Deliver me in thy righteousness, and cause me to escape. Incline thine ear unto me, and save me. Be thou my strong habitation, whereunto I may continually resort. Thou hast given commandment to save me, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Deliver me, O my God, out of the hand of the wicked, out of the hand of the unrighteous and cruel man. For thou art my hope, O Lord God. Thou art my trust from my youth. By thee have I been holden up from the womb. Thou art he that took me out of my mother's bowels. My praise shall be continually of thee. I am as a wonder unto many, but thou art my strong refuge. Let my mouth be filled with thy praise and with thy honor all the day. Cast me not off in the time of old age. Forsake me not when my strength faileth. For mine enemies speak against me, and they that lay wait for my soul take counsel together, saying, God hath forsaken him. Persecute and take him, for there is none to deliver him. O God, be not far from me. O my God, make haste for my help. Let them be confounded and consumed that are adversaries to my soul. Let them be covered with reproach and dishonor that seek my hurt. But I will hope continually, and will yet praise thee more and more. My mouth shall show forth thy righteousness and thy salvation all the day, for I know not the numbers thereof. I will go in the strength of the Lord God. I will make mention of thy righteousness, even of thine only. O God, thou hast taught me from my youth, and hitherto have I declared thy wondrous works. Now also, when I am old and gray-headed, O God, forsake me not, until I have showed thy strength unto this generation, and thy power to every one that is to come. Thy righteousness also, O God, is very high. Who has done great things, O God, like unto thee? Thou which hast showed me great and sore troubles, shall quicken me again, and shall bring me up again from the depths of the earth. Thou shalt increase my greatness, and comfort me on every side. I will also praise thee with the psaltery, even thy truth. O my God, unto thee will I sing with the harp, O thou Holy One of Israel. My lips shall greatly rejoice when I sing unto thee, and my soul, which thou hast redeemed. My tongue also shall talk of thy righteousness all the day long, for they are confounded, for they are brought unto shame that seek my hurt. Well, let's pray. Lord, we pray that as we look into the psalm, we pray, Lord, that we would understand the heart of the psalmist. And if it were, O Lord, possible, help us to see Christ in the and how he, above all, did put his trust in you. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, Psalm 71, as we were reading, you probably would have noticed, and even if you didn't, you would notice now, that it is a psalm of someone who was very old, okay? The person who wrote this, at this point in time, we learn, was old. Verse 18 says, I am old and gray-headed. And verse 9, it says, cast me not off in the time of old age. Forsake me not when my strength faileth. So he was an old person. Now, when we are old, right, what kind of people will we be? You know, when we are old over the awkwardness of youth, you know, when we are old, will we care what people think of us? You know, would we have grown in knowledge of ourselves? And how will we respond to life's disappointments? So here, this psalmist, as an old man, firstly, what we see is he proclaims his trust in God. Now, commentators believe that Psalm 70 and Psalm 71 were originally one psalm. Okay, they were originally one psalm, and so if the author of Psalm 70 was David, as we see in the title, so the author of Psalm 71 is also David. So we'll take what the commentators say, you know, and I think there's good internal evidence for that. So here, David proclaims his trust in God. And the reason why he is bolstering his trust, he's proclaiming, is because he's going through some problems. Now, he uses three words in verse 2 to describe what he is looking for, right? The three words are deliver, escape, and save. So now, if this is David that we're talking about, since when was David ever out of trouble? Okay, even in the time when he was not in trouble, he got himself into trouble with Bathsheba, right? So he was almost always constantly in trouble. He was having problems, and he was asking God to deliver him. Now we see the point clearer in verse 4, the kind of trouble that he was having. David here in verse 4 asked God to rescue him from the hand of the wicked and the cruel. All right? So there were people who were after him yet again. They were saying unkind things. But David is confident that God would rescue him because God is his rock. All right, verse 3. Be thou a strong habitation, whereunto I may continually resort. Thou hast given commandment to save me, for thou art my rock and my fortress. So we see here that David, in his old age, he trusts in God. He is not free from trouble, but as he was going through his trouble, he trusted in God. Now, the point that I also want to draw out here is this trust did not develop overnight. You know, David didn't suddenly become old and then learn to trust in God. But this trust had been developing for many, many years. Now, verse 5, what does verse 5 tell us? It tells us that David had trusted God from his youth. Huh? It says, for thou art my hope, O Lord God, thou art my trust from my youth. Right? So he trusted God since he was young. Verse 17 says the same thing. O God, thou hast from my youth, and hitherto have I declared thy wondrous works. You know, what we are from young, if we continue in it, that's what we will be when we are old. Right? If we continue from in what we were when we were young, that's what we will be when we are old. I mean, if we are jealous and insecure, or if we are scared and worrisome when we are young, and we continue in these things, then when we are old, what will we be? Jealous, you know, worrisome, you know, etc., etc. But if we trust God from young and we continue in it, then when we are old, we will trust God, right? And we will trust God even more. So David, we know from history, trusted God when he was young. You know, when he was young tending the sheep, what did he do? A lion, right? And then that prepared him to face what other giant? Right? Goliath. You know, where everyone else was worried, was scared, you know, with Goliath's pronouncements. You know, if you conquer me, you know, then we will be your slaves. If, you know, I conquer your champion, then you will be our slaves. All the people of Israel did not trust in God. they could only see Goliath and how strong he was, and no one wanted to fight him. But David came along. He heard the pronouncements of Goliath. And do you remember what were the words of David about Goliath? Who is this uncircumcised Philistine? How dare he defy the armies of the living God? You know? So from his youth, he trusted, right? And so even when Goliath came, when Saul was after, Absalom was after his life, he trusted in God because he continued in that trust. Right? And that God had protected him, you know, was a wonder to so many. You see this in verse 7. Now what does verse 7 say? Verse 7 says, I am a what? I am as a wonder to many, like a sign, right? I mean, how many times did David escape death? Countless times, right? He was a sign of God's salvation. And you know, this is what we constantly see also in the life of Christ. He was in Judea, in Jerusalem. You know, the zeal for the Lord's house had compassed him, and he cleared the temple. People tried to kill him. He escaped. Then he went, you know, to Galilee. In Nazareth, he proclaimed himself to be the Messiah. People wanted to, he escaped that. You know, he was a wonder in that sense. You know, he's knocked down, David here, but he springs back up, and we know that it is not by his own doing. Now, this, in that one sense, if I could moralize a bit and apply it to ourselves here, we have the ability to become a sign to many because of our trust in God. You know, things get us down. But if we trust in God, you know, they don't get us down, right? We still trust in the Lord. And this becomes like muscle memory if we have been continually doing it. You know, it is tough not to let discouragement get us down. But if we fight discouragement, you know, it becomes like a muscle memory to us. You know, we will continually trust in God. It's not muscle memory, it's faith's memory. And I think this is what happened to David. So he proclaims his trust in God, the trust that he had since he was young. Now secondly, in this psalm, we see that David also proclaims his hope in God. Now as what we said, David was old. But in old age, he didn't have peace, he kept having problems. And the attack of his enemies now wasn't so much, you know, the sword of Goliath or the spear of Saul, but it was their tongues. Now, verse 10 and 11, what do they say? For mine enemies speak against me, and they that lay wait for my soul take counsel together, saying, God hath forsaken him, persecute and take him, for there is none to deliver him. Now, we don't know exactly what happened to David, but he was facing some problems. And his enemies took this opportunity to say, ah, you see, he's having all these problems. God is not with him. So let us take the opportunity now to persecute him and take him, for because he has fallen into such problems, God must not be with him, and so we can take him. So David's problem here with these people, they are twofold. Not only are they attacking him, so his problems are from without, but also the problem is from within. Huh? His enemies see his problem as a sign that God has forsaken him. I'm sure these words must have been discouraging to him. Now, you know, sometimes when people go through problems or sickness or something, very often the first thing that pops into, you know, the minds of many is, he must not be living very well. He must be sinning. Right? God is judging him somehow. Yeah, and perhaps sometimes those are the thoughts that come to accuse our own minds as well. I have these problems because I must have done something wrong. Now, sometimes it could be the chastisement of the Lord, but often, you know, it is not. You know, God does not accuse us. You know, why do other people accuse us, and why do we accuse other people? But this is exactly what the enemies were doing, right? And it must have been, I'm sure, a discouragement to him. He knew it. He knew that they have been saying that God hath forsaken David. So let's persecute him and take him. But David, instead of giving in to discouragement, we see it as tenacious. He hopes in God continually. In verse 14, he says, "But I will hope continually and will yet praise thee more and more." Now we can't help but be impressed with David's determination, especially in his old age. You know, he was determined not to give up on God. Right? He was determined to continually place his hope in God. You know, I have a friend. He hasn't had a job for a while, and he's been having fits. And he's been praying, you know, but he hasn't gotten better. He hasn't gotten a job. And not only does he have fits, but he has pretty bad rheumatoid arthritis. And so, you know, he posted something on Facebook, and he basically said, you know, I'm not going to try anymore. I'm not bad anymore because God has not blessed me when I've been asking him to bless me. That's it. You know, if God wants me to love him, he better start showing some love to me. Now, this is something that is not unusual. You know, any of us can fall into that kind of situation, you know. But David here was determined not to give up on God. He was willing to be tenacious in placing his hope in him. You know, suffering can cause us to doubt God's goodness. But David all the more relies on God. He reminds himself that God is good. Now, verse 16 says, "I will go in the strength of the Lord God. I will make mention of thy righteousness, even of thine only." So here to trust only and hope only in God, that God was righteous. Now, in many ways, David here, you could say, was one step above Job. You know, we always proclaim the goodness of Job, that he was righteous, that he did not sin. But Job, very frequently, if you read the book of Job, says, you know, I didn't sin. You know, God, you tell me why I'm experiencing all of these problems. You come down here, I like a man, speak face to face with me. Right? That's what Job said. But David was not willing to be discouraged. And we see here that his hope, David's hope, enabled him to praise. Right? Verse 19, he says, "Thy righteousness also, O God, is very high, who has done great things, O God, who is like unto thee." You know, the reason why David could have strength to endure, right, is because he really knew who he was. He kept something in his mind continually, and that is the phrase that he has at the end of verse 19. "O God, who is like unto thee." Right? So who is like God? Where else will we turn in times of trouble? You know, for David, there's no reason to give up on God when God has already shown himself to be so faithful. You know, David has gone through so many troubles, but at each turn, God delivers him. So, you know, there will be many situations in life where we will experience problems, where we may even look like we have been forsaken by God. Now, bad things will happen. And, you know, we ought to be ready by being tenacious in our trust. And it's like muscle memory. If we don't trust God now and keep trusting in Him, when times get even tougher, you know, how will we in Him? You know, and it's the same thing with hope. If we don't remember how God is good to us when tough times happen, how tenacious will we be in hoping in God? I mean, there are so many situations. There's bad economy. You lose your job. You know, you may not get kids. You may not get married. You may have a debilitating illness. Your kid may have an accident. You will be financially strapped. There's so many things that will happen. So many things. But if there's no tenacity now, in our youth, how, as David, you know, in our old age, when we are old and gray, will we trust in Him? Let us pray. Lord, we know that there are so many things that can happen in Your providence. But we know, Lord, that You are in control of all things, and that You never, ever allow anything untoward to happen to us that You have not already willed. And we know, Lord, that these things are also meant for our good. But Lord, we are weak, and we can give into wagging tongues. We can give into even our own sinful and unbelieving thoughts. While others may not accuse us, we may accuse ourselves. Lord, help us to know who You are, that we may be tenacious in hoping in You and trust in You. We pray that You will build up our faith as we learn more of who You are, to know that at every step and at every stage of our lives, You're taking care of us. So bolster us with these thoughts. We pray this in Jesus' name.